Records now.
Capital 263.
Max and Mitch, back on your ears. Welcome to this episode of Max and Mitch. My name is Josh. You can find me on Twitter at SixLegend. And Max and Mitch is brought to you courtesy of Capital 263. I'm here in the studio with my co-host, as always, Lizwe, my guy. How's it?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm all right, eh? How's been the weekend? How's the week so far?
Great in terms of the sports.
Definitely, standard. Man.
It's been, Manchester United is picking up the points.
And firing,
finally off sixth position. So, hey, that's not the problem. The point. The point is we're now number five for the first time this season. Yeah, you know. So we're picking up the points, and that's a reason to smile. You can catch me on Twitter at Lizwe C. Follow us on Mike Set Match at Mike Set Match on Twitter as well. And proudly brought to you by Capital 263.
Yeah. So today we're gonna look. We're just going to give you like a rundown of the weekend news. We're also going to give you news of what's going to be coming up next on Max and Match. We're also going to be looking at the heroics of Caps United Football Club.
Yeah.
That kind of the club that has made the nation proud.
Kepe Kepe Bora all the way.
Yes. But as they say, ladies first.
We're going to be talking about... There are no ladies here, Josh. I'm beginning to question your...
Okay, I was not talking about you though. I was talking about Alex.
Oh,
always gonna be on our show on Friday.
Definitely, definitely.
She's a lady. You're not a lady, Lizzie.
All right, now we're gonna go into that one later on.
Definitely. So, this coming Friday, we're gonna be having Alex in the studio. She plays Zimbabwean basketball, women's basketball. So we want to just to cover that women's basketball, just to see how the dynamics, how is it different from men's basketball. What does she think could be done better? How are women in basketball in Zimbabwe being treated? Because yeah, we also need to treat our women better. We are not a country of vagabonds.
No, we're not. Alex is actually the captain for Zimbabwe women's national team. So on that note, we'll just go into the news today. Today we're focusing firstly on Zim basketball. They played over the weekend. They were hosting Mozambique in their Afro Basket Challenge or qualifiers. They played Mozambique second round matches in Harare over the weekend. We're also going to look into Zimbabwe Rugby Sevens. We're playing in Victoria Kwese Falls. Seven. Yes, the Kwese Sports Victoria Falls Sevens tournament that was held in Victoria Falls over the weekend. Then quickly look into Caps United. And finally, Bastion Strange Shiny Stega.
Don't take out your name from your mouth, because you shouldn't mention him, because your club is the one that treated him so bad. Anyway, let's not start.
But he's happy. We're gonna get
into about what happened.
All right, in basketball, Zimbabwe coming off a defeat in the first leg. That's Zimbabwe men's to Mozambique in the AfroBasket qualifier. So the AfroBasket tournament is going to be held in August this year.
So these are just qualifiers. These are still clarify that part.
Yeah, these are still qualifiers, and they're going to be held in Congo Brazzaville in August. So Zimbabwe in Group H in Zone 6. Group H including Mozambique and flip.
You forgot the other guys in the group.
I forgot. No, yeah. there's actually two teams in just in that group.
Yeah, okay. So that's Mozambique and Zimbabwe.
Yes, the other teams dropped out because of differences.
So doesn't that necessarily mean Zimbabwe is automatically qualified?
Unfortunately, no. It only means from that group, they're going to take the top position. However, for number two, you're going to get a second chance to qualify by playing a Group G second placed team. So in Group G, there's Angola, South Africa, Zambia. Angola, if I expected, they haven't played, but Angola are like the powerhouses.
They're
likely to qualify as first. So South Africa were expecting to be second. The coach for Zimbabwe's main side was saying that South Africa should be a walkover for them. I hope it
is. They were beaten by Mozambique in the first leg, weren't they?
Mozambique are actually also one of the powerhouses in terms of African basketball.
I don't think they're in a position to be talking about walkovers when they're losing some matches, man.
They rate themselves much better than
South Africa.
So I guess that sort of hope is what they get. So Mozambique played Zimbabwe in the qualifier, since they're just two teams in the group. In the first round, Mozambique won 80-68. Then in last over the weekend, Zimbabwe lost 65-85 to Mozambique. Interestingly, you know, one of the team members of Zimbabwe men's, or I think it should be public knowledge, Tino Mugabe. And
it is public knowledge.
Yeah,
Gushungu
was there. I was in the team, and I kind of dug into his performances, not just over the weekend, but overall for Zimbabwe. The coaches rate him highly, but however, they note that he doesn't play too much basketball wherever he is based.
He's busy doing other things.
Can we leave those issues for politics and beyond?
Chris and Henry wouldn't want me to get into those issues.
So maybe we'll join Chris and Henry and
merge this.
Yes, and break down what why Tino is not performing very well for Zimbabwe men's basketball, although he constantly gets selected.
Singapore, among other topics.
You know, so he's said to not be training too much, but he's one of the most talented
top players
that
we should have.
Yeah, but he didn't really perform as well. He was just decent performance, nothing too amazing as expected.
So maybe going forward, maybe the team also needs to be training together more. I think there should be facilities to facilitate that, because if you're saying we can't just walk around saying South Africa is going to be a walkover, but then we're not doing any training and so forth, we'll just lose anyway. You know, if we're saying our players are not at their best. We need these players at their best. So something needs to be done about the training.
That is
true. The basketball union needs to formulate some sort of plan to make sure that these players are training wherever they are, or they are coming home for constant training.
Because of Angola and Mozambique's connection to Portugal, they do get extra resources in terms of basketball. Basketball is also one of the huge sports in Portugal. And they do invest in Mozambique and Angola as well, which has seen their players become some of the highly rated players on the African continent.
I also realized that most of the Angolan players play in the Portuguese league.
Yeah, they do.
So they have that international experience. They play players who play in the European league. Those are the players that they play with in their local league. So,
and there's one or two as well from Mozambique who were also featuring in the Portuguese league.
Yeah.
And they are really, it's really showing. So the coach was kind of saying that because the results weren't, the gap wasn't too big, except the 85-65 and the 80-68.
But 20 points is a lot in basketball, man. How can it's not big?
You were saying it's really positive from what he was expecting. You know, the usual case where they blame, or probably rightly, they blame the economy.
Sport, historic.
ETC. So they haven't really performed really well.
Yeah, to their capacity. Yeah, so I was saying, I think there's need to make sure that training happens. Maybe we'll get a bit more insight from Alex when she comes on Friday. Maybe she'll tell us a few things that we might not know that are going around.
That's what I'm hoping. Then
in basketball,
in the next 2 weeks as well, we'll probably feature some guys from the Z-Men's basketball team and break down why they're so confident.
Definitely.
And talking about the Zim women's team, they were also defeated by Mozambique over the weekend. And their score lines were much more brutal as compared to the guys. I didn't even record them because I was...
It was embarrassing. You're like,
it was big scores.
I can't write these figures down.
Mozambique totally outclassed Zimbabwe women's. Zimbabwe women's has only participated in the Afro Basket tournament twice. The first time
it's a new thing to them.
They're kind of trying to get into it. Not because they haven't been able to through other means. They've just failed to qualify in all the other tournaments.
The team has been weak. Just say it as it is. I know you're
politically
hoping,
correct, man.
I hope you don't. I know you know what you don't want to upset Alex. And
no. She's cool. She said we can say it as it
definitely.
Is. So in 1994, that was the first attendance. They were seventh in that tournament, 12-team tournament. Then in the 2013 Afro Basket, they were number 12, basically last. So they haven't really performed really well. Zimbabwe in the last edition of Afro Basket, Zimbabwe men's, they were number last as well in 2015.
So it's a Zimbabwean thing, eh?
It is a Zimbabwean thing. At least they qualified.
Like just like we're last in the alphabet, we'll be last in the tournament. You're hoping no one will notice and they'll just think it's in alphabetic.
I think that's what they're trying to do. But from my end, I'm a bit positive. I think them qualifying shows that there is potential.
It's the hope that kills Lizzo. This is your favorite line, and I'm giving it to you. Now. It's the hope that kills.
No, man.
We're hopeful. We hope we beat South Africa, at least so that we qualify for the tournament. Hopefully, we upset the alphabet and we don't. We're not last again. And I also think the other thing with these basketball matches is that it's like a closed community type of thing.
That is true.
It's
that
not well advertised. It's not out there.
That is true.
No one really knows what's happening.
They keep it within their circles.
Definitely.
It's more
relying on word of mouth that if your friend doesn't tell you there's basketball, you're probably not going to know. I didn't know. I found out on the day that there was basketball and I couldn't exactly start making plans for basketball and whatever. But
that is
so
true.
I think whoever is responsible, they need to do a better job of marketing basketball. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything expensive.
We'll find out more about that in the next show.
They
you
can employ us if they want us to push them.
That's what I do at Mike's at a match. We'll hype you up.
If you are listening to us, please do give us a shout out. We can for a few free tickets. We can make something.
Okay, we can do something for the guys.
All right, because definitely the word needs to spread. We need more numbers in the crowd. You know, it's funny how these sporting people, they underestimate the value of having a crowd behind you. You know,
that is true.
It pushes you to have somebody supporting you in the crowd. So. Please work on the numbers.
I'll get into a crowd and then talk about Caps United because I was at the stadium when they played TP Mazembe. And you could see how much it meant to the players to have such a big crowd backing them.
But also then we need to address the pricing for that game. Anyway, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So. I was going to say, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, there was one big basketball match. I think Zimbabwe playing Angola. I'm not sure. And it was hosted at the City Sports Center. That one was really hyped up and it was the thing.
People went and they attended. Yeah.
And they did get the attendance when they, hype the show up, but this time it's been really quiet.
Yeah, and you know, with social media and stuff, it's so cheap to get word out.
That is true.
You don't even need to print posters and just put posters in social media. Get a couple of guys to push your stuff.
Yeah.
Soon word will go out and voila, you've got numbers. People have nothing to do in this city. Really.
That is true. People are looking for options.
Definitely,
to have fun.
And sport is one thing that people really want to support.
Which is why we love sport.
Speaking of numbers, there was the Quest of Sevens and that tournament was held in Victoria Falls.
Yeah.
I also want to know why Victoria Falls. But maybe because it's a tourist attraction and so forth. But I'm not too sure how good that was on the numbers. But maybe at least we can give us a rundown of how the Quest of Sevens went.
The reasoning behind Victoria Falls was Zimbabwe Rugby Union are trying to go on an expansion policy kind of thing. They want more communities playing rugby. So getting Victoria Falls involved was one of the ways of
to try and get
that attention.
To get rugby to Victoria Falls.
Inspiring the kids, you know, these kids seeing the superstars, etc., etc.
Because
there were different countries. Zambia came through, Namibia came through. And in the end, it was the final was Zimbabwe versus Namibia. And Zimbabwe literally, according to press reports, walked through the final, winning 24-7 against Namibia. Namibia rate themselves very highly.
Yeah, they do. Very much. They see themselves as a mini Springboks.
That is true. But they've really been more successful when it comes to 15s rugby. 7s rugby, they're still newbies and they're definitely a level behind Zimbabwe rugby.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe rugby was the team that played in Victoria Falls was actually a developmental side. You know, they're trying to rebuild a new team and if it could walk through, according to press reports,
then maybe that's what we should be focusing on.
That's where our focus should largely be.
Yeah, so it looks like those young lads we heard the other time when we had under 21 rugby in the studio. I think they would be happy that a developmental side was fielded. I think they would be happy that it won. It goes to prove that what they were saying wasn't just hogwash, man. They knew what they were talking about. That they also need to be given a chance to prove themselves because they have the talent.
That is true. And a couple of youngsters were included in that team. One was a junior at my school, Brian Katadube. I just had to plug him into the show.
No, I don't have a problem with him being a part of the show.
Uh-huh.
It's you, that association that you want to put
us.
He was at my school.
If it wasn't because of me and my encouragement.
You,
but I have screenshots to prove this.
If it wasn't for you and your presence in his life.
You know, I encouraged the boy to really, you know, work hard. And now it's paying off and I'm really happy for the boy.
So you see, sportsmen, hit up Liz Way if you need some encouragement in whatever sport
you're
doing.
If you need inspiration, this is, I'm the man to
maybe
plug.
Maybe go to his church, you know, go to his favorite bar and you'll be like, yeah, that guy from my bar.
That's the guy. Give me the inspiration to succeed in life.
Yeah, so congratulations to Zimbabwe Sevens Rugby.
I'm
a successful tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also grateful to Quasar Sports, you know.
Yes.
5-year deal sponsoring Zimbabwe Sevens Rugby. That's Zimbabwe Sevens Rugby tournament.
Yes.
The Big Falls tournament.
That's very good. And I hope to see the tournament in other cities.
I'm here to research on it, but it sounded more like a Vic Falls thing, tournament.
Okay.
So probably we need more corporates coming in to sponsor different cities, etc.
Yeah.
But it's good that they're trying to make it international. This year we just got the local teams, but perhaps next year we get more teams from Africa and continue to grow as we go.
And speaking of sponsoring sport, in particular rugby.
Mm-hmm.
We were hoping, like we said the other time, that other corporates join also Old Mutual in sponsoring 15s rugby, right from under 13s to the senior team, because clearly this is a sport that with the right push, we could do well in if we can field sides that can win tournaments like the Quasar Sevens. Mm-hmm. And we've got young men who are eager to play for the country. We've got the local league trying to build itself up again. It just needs that a bit of bullion behind it to just push it forward, you know, to just push them over the next step to say, okay, rugby, let's try and make this become an actual thing in Zimbabwe, to make rugby as big as maybe football, because you see, football is the most popular sport. So maybe we could get cricket. Those guys are stressful. Those guys are stressful. I don't want to talk about those guys. But anyway, so congratulations to the Zimbabwean Sevens.
We're proud of you, gents.
Definitely. And hopefully we have other tournaments that the Sevens rugby team can field as well, because it doesn't help that they play once a year or twice a year. They need to be constantly playing. So which also comes to the point that you're saying that if more corporates come in and sponsor more cities, this could become a monthly thing, you know, to know that 12 months a year, 12 cities are going to have rugby in the city. And it would encourage a lot of participation, you know, for the sport and stuff. So, yeah. Hopefully corporates come through for that. Yeah. And
that is true.
Speaking of Zimbabwean teams winning and progressing.
Yeah.
Capes United.
Kepe Bora.
Wow, man. They keep achieving, eh?
That is true. I've never been that excited. Well, I have been.
But I wish I could come to the stadium. But
Sunday was just electric. It was like the atmosphere of watching a tense, maybe for you, a very tense Champions League match.
Yeah.
Chelsea playing against maybe PSG, very tight. You need
Don't
to
say
score.
That. Because now you're giving me FOMO. Now I wish I was there.
It was so surreal. It was unbelievable experience. You know, it was so tense in the stadium.
I saw a couple of videos, a couple of pictures.
It was unbelievable.
Man.
Second half, Caps and I decided to sort of sit back and let TP Mazembe play.
Come at them.
And that was not even good for the supporters, because TP Mazembe had the ball like maybe for 30 minutes of that second half. They were just trying to
that
penetrate.
That is too much possession, man.
I'm sure if there were possession stats, it could have been 90% to 10% in that
second half.
Because Caps United were not even playing. They were just defending. And
Which is not a good strategy, man.
It was just so difficult.
But eventually they made it. They progressed to the second round of qualifiers.
That is true. Funny enough.
On away goal rules.
In that whole second half, TP Mazembe only managed one shot at goal. And Zikipa made a brilliant out of this world save, you know, like it was in a crowd.
Okay, Lizzo, you don't have to think about it. it's not a crime that I wasn't in the stadium.
No, I'm just trying to give you the experience, you know. The penalty box is full of people. This guy is just at the edge of the penalty box.
Uh-huh.
It's a killer grave for the far post. And Zikipa sees it sort of kind of late and he went for the dive and saved, my word. Stadium almost blew. But it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. But I'm happy,
definitely.
Excited, you know, Caps United in the last 16. They can afford to call themselves one of the 16 top teams in Africa right now.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's excellent.
And Dimbare fans, please just calm down. Stop with the, hey, we've been there. Come on, just learn to appreciate what other people have done. Caps United has done it. They've made the nation proud. They've put the nation on a pedestal. Led by Hard Life Jiregui, man, he's having one hell of a career, man.
What a career he's having. He's just come from AFCON.
Now he's in the Champions League, captaining the side.
He's must actually the vice captain. Yeah. Because Moses Mchenja is the captain.
But he can't fit into the team.
He's selected at tactical points. He did start in on the Sunday match. But he's not like a regular.
Yeah, he's not regular
Hard
anymore.
Life being the more regular captain for the side. And what a season he's had.
Yeah, so
past 2 or 3 years has been one of the best in his
definitely.
Position.
So yeah, congratulations to Caps United. Hopefully the next round they get a favorable side. But I guess they're not really afraid of anyone anymore. When you get TP Mazembe and you qualify, you're high on confidence.
They're basically Zimbabwe's Leicester, you know.
Definitely.
They just want any team, because right now all the teams
But don't call them Zimbabwe's Leicester, because I hate Leicester right now. And
oh, yeah, we all do.
Yeah, and we'll unpack that one as well.
You'd mentioned something about the $5 price.
Yeah, I was actually about to say, Zimbabwean sport, I don't know what the problem is. Zimbabwean rugby doesn't advertise their matches. Caps United is playing, and you peg the ticket at $5. I don't know, man. I don't know. Why not make it even cheaper and go for the numbers? Because, listen, you're talking about 60,000, 65,000 seater, you know. I think the greater the numbers you have in the stadium, the better for you. If you make the match $2, maybe, you get maybe 30,000, 40,000 people to come. That's 80,000 if you're going for the money. I think it's better than saying $5. I mean, most people can't afford $5, man.
That is true.
That is the true state of the economy.
It really did weigh us down, but they were trying to come up with all sorts of arguments, saying the local matches in the league currently cost like $3. So for a Champions League match, would just add $2 more as compared to the $3 for the regular local matches.
But look now, the numbers weren't as big as we would want them to be, you know.
They weren't as big, but they actually did make record profits. It was close to 70 grand that they managed to gross from this, match.
So I guess
it was really hyped.
So I guess from their side, it kind of makes economic sense.
But
you know?
I'm sure it was going to hit much, much more if it was cheaper.
Yeah.
Because the numbers would have totally
definitely
increased.
Yeah. For example, if it was $2 and you get a full stadium, we're talking about 120,000.
That's
in
so
profit.
Much money that they're going to
so
make.
Sometimes it's about, if there's anyone from Zifa, anyone from any of their bodies listening to this, please revise your pricing. Even for the local matches, it doesn't help to say $3 and you have 10 people in the ground.
That is
just
true.
Make it $1 and try and maximize on the numbers. I think that would be better. So
get the crowds in. That's what
definitely.
Dortmund and the Germany teams
team,
do.
Definitely.
Well.
They get the crowds packing. 97%, which is, it's great for football. It's great for the fans. The fans benefit. You benefit. You get the money. The fans get to see their team playing. The players feel supported and they play well. It's actually better for everyone to make these football matches cheaper. You know, it's not good to say $3 and ignore the true state of the economy.
That
again, Henry and Chris, please look into this.
We're definitely going to plug speaking and draining Chris and Henry.
Yeah, and speak about the politics involved in sport.
That is true.
Speaking of politics, Man United have managed to turn Bastian Schweinsteiger away from the team, and is going to play in the MLS for Chicago.
Chicago Fire.
Yeah, Chicago Fire. I was about to say Chicago Med, then I realized that's a series. But yeah.
we haven't.
Please, justify that.
I'll put it on record. We haven't turned away Bastian from the team. We have sold him to Chicago Fire. So we have.
Okay, can we speak about how you've treated him in the past?
It has
since he joined Man United.
Since he joined Man United, he did get his opportunity to play under Louis van Gaal.
Not a coach to speak about, but anyway.
But that's since the time he came to Manchester United. Uh-huh. He did get his game time. However, he was always injury plagued. So he'd always be in and out of the team because of his injuries.
My point is, my opinion on this is that although he's okay, we know he can't fit into the team. I'm sure even he knows that he can't fit into the team. You look at the quality of players and you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same situation with John Terry and Chelsea. He's accepted that. Listen, I can't be a part of this team. I can't fit it. The defense is better without me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sit on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
My the thing that pained me most was when Mourinho told Bastian Schweinsteiger to go and train with the under what?
He trained with the under 23s, not the under 18s.
A player of Schweinsteiger's caliber being reduced to a caretaker at the kiddies section of Man United.
He was training. He wasn't caretaking.
He was caretaking with you turned him into a nanny.
The thing is, Bastian spent 2 months with the under 23s from August until like round about mid October. He was just training with those guys because he had been told, as soon as Mourinho got the job, told Bastian that I do not have any plans for you. Look for a club and move on.
But why not let him train with the senior team? Since he's just training anyway, he's not getting any game time. But why doesn't he train with the senior team?
Mourinho says, I put it on record, he says he had enough numbers. He had 22 players in training, and that was enough for him to do 11 versus 11.
So
he
disappointed.
He didn't need any extra person
in training. So disappointed.
So that is why Bastian was moved out and trained with the under
23. You shouldn't have signed him in the first place.
That was Louis van Gaal. It wasn't us. It wasn't Mourinho.
You guys celebrated and you're like, yes, Schweinsteiger. He made it feel special.
He is. Up to now, we actually value him. He was a very good player. He's a great
he's
man.
A legend.
He has a great legacy
he's
behind
a legend.
Him. Exactly.
Call him a legend.
Fashion is a legend. He's a legend. Yes. I can show you a couple of my tweets where I was really hyping.
But
Bastian.
But
it's you know, I think it's good for his career. He wasn't really fitting any, but he needed game time.
Yeah,
it's the same situation with Wayne Rooney right now. He's not fitting into the first 11, but he needs game time. So, you know, if he moves on next season, it'll be for the best
definitely.
For
but
himself.
But apparently he said he's not going to move on.
Wayne Rooney?
Yeah.
No, it was just over the January window.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but in the summer, no one knows.
Okay.
He can go, he can stay.
All
but
right.
Bastian is a legend, and I'll put it on record that, you know, we're very grateful
yeah,
for
we
his
are.
Service.
As the English Premier League, we are grateful
he
for the contributions
England,
that Schweinsteiger made to the league, and it was very good to have such a name grace the English Football League.
That was true. That's true.
Just to add insult to injury, Arsenal fans, it is on record somehow that Wenger has extended his contract by 2 years.
What a man.
So yeah, and to even further the pain, apparently Sanchez and Ozil say they are leaving in the next transfer window if the contract is announced.
No, but that Ozil said that you only extend his contract.
But apparently he took it back now, and he said he's going to leave if Wenger renews his contract. And apparently today he did, but Arsenal is looking for the right time
to announce.
To make the announcement. But the cat is out of the bag that Wenger has extended his contract by 2 years. So yeah.
I think he's
congratulations,
been...
Arsenal.
We're so happy
on keeping the best manager in your history.
I just hope they play Europa League next year. It'll be the icing
on
the cake.
I predict they're going to finish seventh below Everton.
No way.
You know why?
Uh-huh.
Lukaku is in blistering form.
He is.
20
he
goals
is.
Right now.
21.
Oh yes, 21 by the way.
Yeah.
They are level on points with Arsenal right now.
Are they?
Yes. They both have 50 points, and Arsenal is only above Everton on goal difference.
Wow.
Given the current form of both teams, I see Everton finishing above Arsenal.
Wow, that'll be a record season.
And Spurs, Tottenham is definitely finishing above Arsenal this season for the first time in history.
But we said that last season, my God, and it went left.
No, but now you can't go left. Sure. Oh, yeah. So, this was our episode today for Mark Said Match. Catch us on Friday with Alex in the studio. This is me, Josh. You can catch me on Twitter again, as I say, at Sixth Legend. And follow us, please follow us at Mark Said Match. Give us your contributions, talk to us, give us feedback, guys. We want to hear what you think. If you want to be a part of our show, do hit us up. We take guests all the time, and we would love to have any of you across any sport, including darts, pool, and badminton. Liz, we can do badminton with you. It was his favorite sport.
Draft. I play draft. I'm a draft god. Anyway, it's been a great show. Check out next week on the next episode. Follow me at Lisa C, Mike Said Match, Capital 263.
Yeah.
Cheers. And now. Capital 263.